So our next speaker this afternoon is Chris Rizik. So Chris is a partner at Holland & Knight, and his practice focuses on tax controversy matters and advising clients about ethics issues and related compliance considerations. Chris is here today to talk to us about the all-important topic of identifying who your client is and staying in that lane. It's an ongoing issue for all of us, I know. And in fact, I've been thinking through that issue here this afternoon while we're enjoying the afternoon topic. So really appreciate Chris being here to talk with us about this. And please join me in welcoming Chris today.
Good, thank you. I love coming to this conference and coming to Austin. I just wish I had more time. I'm kind of short on time this week for a variety of reasons. I'm going to have to leave right afterwards. But thank you for asking me to come down. Seems like we lost a few people since this morning. I always wonder whether the people who are here are the most ethical ones who, you know, really are going to sign up for the training and really listen, or the least ethical ones who need it the most. And I never really know. So I'm sure it's the former. I'm sure it is. This is a problem that vexes people all the time. And it's such a simple issue. Who's your client, right? There are so many circumstances that tax lawyers, but other lawyers, but it comes up for tax lawyers more because we have lots of institutional clients and corporate clients and entities as clients, as well as individuals. We have things like joint returns and trusts and estates where who you're representing is a little bit uncertain. So I thought what I would do here is kind of walk through some of those questions. And the way I want to do it is, let's see if I'm getting to this. This is a framework. This is not the agenda per se. It's more like what I want to do is I want to identify some of the model rules and some of the issues that pop up with them and how they get applied. And then I've got a lot of questions in here because I like to do this interactively, thus the lavalier. I'd be interested in your all views on some of these things because, I mean, Craig and I were talking about, you know, representing partnerships. Well, who are you really representing when you represent a partnership? Everything passes through, so are you representing those guys or the manager who hired you or the TMP or whatever, you know? So these are all things at the end that are just for reference. These are the things that come up that I thought I'd add some slides on, but I don't think we'll even get to those last couple of things, but I will be talking about those issues. So client ID problems start arising first on intake. And the first thing we do is we get a phone call from a potential new client, take some information about what it's about, and do a conflict check, right? That's what everybody does first. And so the conflict rule is where this issue pops up right away. And I don't know about you all. I used to be general counsel at Kaplan and Drysdale. I would get these questions all the time. It's like, well, we're going to represent this guy and his company. Oh, okay. Which one are we representing? Who's doing the deal? Well, it's this guy, but it's through his company. Okay, is there anybody else involved in his company that we might want to consider putting on the conflict check? You know? And who's the other side? And in some respects, tax lawyers have it a little bit easy because there's two kinds of conflicts, right? There's direct adversity conflicts, which we all know you can't sue your own client and stuff like that. And then there's what they call material limitation conflicts. These are both laid out in Model Rule 1.7. And the direct adversity, that's just almost always an adverse, just an absolute prohibition. There's actually some situations where that's not true. But the one we get the most is the material limitation one, right? Because our adverse party Unless you do a lot of deals, his adverse party a lot of times is the counterparty on the transaction.